those is very
little
ages. I like my daughter to be like that.
Some of her life experiences has made her strong. She has learned to be strong.
Now you see that she is now strong?
Yes. Strong in her faith.
You have been instructed by Swami Ji?
Yes.
Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj?
Yes, I have.
With his own mouth?
Yes, in 1970. I first met him January 68.
Oh.
And did not even know his temple.
You are lucky, perhaps, to have a girl like a daughter like her.
Yes, I think so.
And that is why I named her Gaurangi. Very beautiful name. He is also expert in everything.
Her faith has been somewhat shaken because she had to deal directly with GBC gurus, and her faith was shaken. And also myself. Because of my unusual background and even service, I was thinking in ways that would be called prakriti sahajya at that same time. So she was not finding shelter in ISKCON or with her father. And her living situation, I thought, could even spell disaster. But yet you came. I thank you very much for that.
Also, they made some false about her. That possibly he has initiated her, and she was first initiated by any ISKCON leader. But I told her, asked her, if she correctly refused, then he went in the council of
GBC.
GBC and boldly told and gave her very strong letter.
Yes, he has been bold before. And she again.
But they do not believe my letter. They want
to. We have some questions.
Why?
Because after disappearance of Swamiji, you have no association perhaps so much. So you can ask, I will be very happy to hear.
All right. Some of them
if I can solve, very good. I will be happy.
I know I should ask questions more for my purification and more that my heart really wants, that in preaching, I find there are sometimes practical questions that others want to understand also, and I'm at a loss. One question concerns, in this country there's a big debate upon...
What?
There's a big debate in this country, actually around the world, as to when life begins. And I know that life begins before conception, so far as we are concerned, but how that jiva soul is coming to the human form of life, how they are appearing in their subtle body before conception, that I don't understand. Whether
you can explain more?
Before conception, before
jiva comes in womb
of any mother, before that he is existing in subtle body. When we leave this body, the jiva leaves the body, then he is in Sukshma Sharir.
Yes.
His question is, how does jiva exist in that subtle body and enters the womb of any...
When?
Where does it hover? Is it within the father? Mm-hmm. Is it hovering somewhere and then comes?
Yes.
If so many of those type of jivas are within the father, then only one has chance.
This is 26 herbs. That is a bit
strong.
Can we use this?
You all made it?
Yes.
Some herbs?
Yes. 26 herbs mixed up.
26 qualities.
It's mixed up already.
From where you collected?
I put so much honey already.
For what thing you have?
This is for your throat. And for any cold. anything, irritation.
No good then?
No,
this is organic honey?
Yes, pure honey.
From Australia?
Yes.
From the Kirkland?
Yeah.
They brought natural honey. No, they were flying for the Kibra.
Okay, okay.
That's how it is. Hare Krishna.
I thought that you had come here.
Honor Mr. Green.
Yeah,
but when I reached here, I was searching you, but I couldn't find you. Your wife was here, but you are not here. Half here, half not.
I had to wait for Govinda Bhakata to pick him up.
He has come?
Yeah.
Oh, we picked him up.
All are here now? All have arrived?
Yes. Govinda Bhakata and Jayadev from England.
Jayadev.
English Jayadev.
I heard you had a very nice greeting here yesterday.
Yes.
Jivanas of two kinds.
No?
They have come from this. That's a fast of this. But you know the Adhishthatri Shakti? Adhishthatri Devata.
Adhishthatri. Original.
This is Adhishthatri Devata Prahladini Shakti.
Yes, yes.
No?
Yes.
But Balde Prabhu is Adhishthatri Devata of Tatastha Shakti Adhiyu Shakti.
Original. Yeah.
Understand something?
Yes.
Jeev has never come out from anyone. But it is said to understand. Like a rain has never come first time function, but always within. So all the jivas, whether conditioned soul or liberated soul, are eternal. Like some particles in sundry, they can come from any window or anywhere. Less and less unnumerate in the sun rays. Chick, 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 like dream. Understand? Those who are liberated, it has been told that they have come from Balde Prabhu, but actually they are eternal. But it is told that they have come from. There are two kinds. One serving Krishna, Srimati Radhika in Braja, eternally, in Madhur ways, and some are of, with opulence to Narayan. No? But all are liberated. From when they are liberated? Forever. They have never come in the grasp of Maya. No? Secondly, there are so many jivas who are conditioned, not liberated. They have not come from Golok Vrindavan or Vaikuntha. You know, in Tatastha Shakti, it lives in the shade of Karnapishai Vishnu. Always he is in Karnodakshai, Karno
Ocean.
Oh, Karn Ocean. What is the meaning of Karnodakshai? Here we see salted sea. Water mixed with salt, somewhere of Kheer Sagar.
Milk.
Kheer means?
Milk.
Milk. Valley of milk. Kadodakshai means there is a very big ocean. First, Karan means cause. Cause of jivas who are coming in condition way. Cause of jivas who are coming in this world. So there is cause, not of any water, sea of any water, ocean of water, only sea of endless cause. And what is that cause? That there are so many conditions, all not conditions, tatastha jiva, tatastha atma, there are souls. In the days of Karnadasai, Vishnu, Mahavishnu, there are two kinds. One at the time, anadi. Anadi means?
Eternal, without beginning.
Beginning was.
At that time, they were coming out of the body of Karnadasai Vishnu. His body is also Chinmay. So these jiva are also Chinmay. But they are very little on particle. So they have no power so much. So they, from here, from that demarcation line of cause line, they saw this world. No? They saw. And at once they came in this world to taste it. How beautiful it is. At first they had no taste either in Krishna Bhakti or in this world. And some of jivas from this demarcation line, they saw towards Sid Jagat. Sid Jagat, you know?
Spiritual,
transcendental world. And they at once attracted to that. And they became liberated. They never tasted this world. Why it was then? If he would throw some very little seeds of sarso means, all seeds.
Sesame.
All said you linseed. Very little. Around
sesame seed. Little.
Mustard seed.
Mustard seed. Sit down. Mustard seed. You should sell it only a very, very lean and thin
paper.
No.
Edge of a book.
Sure.
Knife.
Knife. Razor. Yes.
Razor. On razor. It's cut in their side.
Yeah.
Very fine. Very fine. More fine than that. As it will go this side or this side. They cannot stay there. This place is not to stay. For it. Very little. They should go here or there. What is the reason to go there and here?
Mm.
If you felt with the same balance, so money, they will naturally go here or there. So this is like an accident. But there are something. Jivas are not like without any intelligence. They have some will, naturally, because they are cheap. They are part and parcels of Krishna. So Krishna has will, they have also will. So, you can tell it like Tattu Lila Kaivalyam. In Vedanta Sutra it has been told that Krishna wants to play that he has created this world and has done so. Why he has done so? Why he is not? He should not do like this? He has so many wishes. So one of the wishes is like this. So Krishna is Ichchana. Ichchana, Swatantra Ichchana.
Independent.
Jivas are also, but they are very limited. He has unlimited. So, anyhow, like a person, he abuses anyone with his independence. In the court, magistrate is there or president is there, he can took a shoe and he can fall on him. Why? He likes that. No, there is no argument. Why he is doing it? Why to sit less is sacred? Very sacred, you know? Pavitra.
Pure.
And why others are not? Why poison make a person dead? Why?
Small.
Why?
Because he is weak and small.
How? Why he has?
The poison.
Yes.
Why does the poison kill any person?
Why one is sick and one is not? Why?
You mean when he takes his medicine?
No, when the person takes poison, why poison
why
kills?
Why in that this poison is there? Why?
Dharma.
Why fire burns us? Why?
Because it's nature in our relation.
Why is nature is like so?
Krishna has created.
It is Krishna wishes, no other can control Krishna wishes. So why he is going towards Yog Maya and in eternal transcendental world, and why he is coming here? According to his wish, Krishna does not want this, that any jeev should be separated from him. But why he is coming? Because he wishes like this. Why he is this? Because it is natural. Krishna has made them free. You can think, you can do anything, but I will punish you, or I will also reward you. But you are only free to do anything, to reach anything. But other hand, Krishna Vallo from Hawaii, that Kashmiri Meta, the Hoyna Mila Mutra, Hare Krishna. How are you?
It is very soft.
Oh, I am also missing you. My heartly blessings to you. How we can meet? You have been married? Oh. So why you are in Hawaii? Business here? So you have collected so much money? So when you will come to India? In Kartik month? Oh, so you should make some money and then come at that time. Be a song in Krishna consciousness. Don't be weak. Yes. What name? What his name is? Sanford. When? Today? Oh. Then? Then they can make any problem in airport or anywhere, then try to be very careful. I think that it will be better that you will think what is proper. I want to meet you, but I also want that there should be no problem. No? I pray Krishna that he should manage everything okay. My blessings are there, but be very careful. There is boyfriend, he seems to be nice, but he will not be naughty in future. It depends on you, you should trust or not. Anyhow, what do you think proper you can do? No? If I was semi-god or Krishna himself, then I would have done so many arrangements. But I am a powerless person. No, my darling daughter, I am not. I have no so much sex. I don't want to cheat you. I am a sadhak. But by heartily blessing with you. If you are coming here, what will you do? You are making money there, and when we will come, what you will do here? So you should think more and more and then do anything you like. I will be pleased, I will be happy if you are coming. But I don't want that any problem should be there. Otherwise I will be more worried. Hare Krishna. Thank you. My heartly blessings to you. Then, if a conditioned soul comes, a soul becomes conditioned, at once Maya is there. Yog Maya is opposite side, and Mahamaya is in this side, very near. They are one thing. For conditioned soul, she becomes like Mahamaya. And for liberated, she becomes Yog Maya, and she helps the jivas to serve Krishna. And those who want to realize something, taste, oh, very beautiful, very beautiful. Like she is telling, my friend, boyfriend is so. But after some days, he may divorce. So, Maya at once throws jivas so many far away, and she becomes in other form, and he gets two bodies covering your soul. First is called
girls. Subtle body and girls. First
one buddhi ankar chitta.
Subtle body.
Say different. First she gives fifth sari. Chitta. That is it is also called the first covering of jivas.
Ahankar.
I just remember. Man buddhi ahankar. Mahatattva. Mahatattva. And it is also called chitta. not chit, chitta. And it is also called mahatva. It is like a glass, very, very, not dirty, but very pure. And you can see anything in that, but you cannot touch. So mahatva is the first covering of jivas. Mahamaya covers it. Then it becomes of three kinds. Ahankar of three. Three ahankar like rajasic, tamasic and sattvic. And if it is more thick, then it becomes tamasic. And when it becomes more thick, then it becomes buddhi. And more thick, then it becomes like mind. These are in one covering, man buddhi hankar chitta mahatattva. But first becomes mahatattva, more condensed buddhi, and then mind. Now they are covered with first karan sari, it is called karan sari, cause sari body. Very fine, very fine. Maya gives, throws it in air. They go in the sky. The clouds are there. Then, after that, one coat of water becomes there. They become heavy and they go on ground. As the water. No? They go sometimes on the root of tree or in the river or anywhere, and male or female they can take that water. Trees they can take water by their roots. Creepers, any animals, hog, pig, cows, any will take that water. So that jiva covered with water goes in through the roots of trees, creepers. If animal attacks, they go in the heart of in the mouth of anyone, man and woman. Or if it becomes fruit, grain, seed or anything, then male or female, deer or anyone will take. So if male, it will go from mouth and they will chew, and thus hot things will come like a stool, go away, and water will go away from urine, and something remains that becomes blood. From blood some sap goes there, and in 30 days it becomes a very little drop of semen or what?
Semen.
And when male and female they met together, they were contacted both, and they come in the womb of woman or deer, female deer or female trees, anything female. And the womb, they take some shape of made by blood or all these things. Mans, what is mans? Deep. From blood it becomes what?
Bone. Skin.
No.
Mucus. Bile.
What is man? Meat.
Flesh.
Flesh. All these things. Gradually, in 9-10 months they gradually developed, and after that from the womb of woman or lady, creepers, animals or anything, they come out, and gradually that is a matter like air, water,
ether,
fire, these five things, this body began. Mm-hmm. But that successory man, buddhi, hankar same and atma same. But now they are thinking that I am this body. And they take some happiness, some sorrow, some pain, and they may do any work, thinking that I am doing so. So by this, as a ring, it comes on the mind of that person. Whole life is doing some activities, cultivating some activities, bad or good, or even evil and sinful activities or wise activities. Thousand and so many lives, but there are three kinds of sanskar, like this. Sanskar, you know?
Impression.
That is called sinful activities. They are called like prarabdha karma, aprarabdha karma, koot, vasana and avidya. To forget Krishna is avidya. And that is why we have come in this world. And that is why man, buddhi, ahankar has covered our soul. And to taste this world, Maya has given third this gross material body. And you are tasting bad and good and everything. And by doing so, testing, you are doing lakhs and lakhs activities, pious or acting. By that, again, you will have to come to test all these things.
Even Prabhu and Vajrala Prabhu, they make
heart. Very good.
Yes.
This is perfect.
Oh, he's also expert.
Yes.
Like
Laurel and Hardy.
And our?
Laurel and Hardy.
Laurel and Hardy, we work together.
Oh. From morning you are doing this?
No. Not from morning, you are 2 hours.
Half an hour.
But you have all material?
Yes.
And instrument also?
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah, we built the pavilion over there.
Change.
My daughter.
They want to change.
Master
Jay can change.
Yes.
We are sitting here.
No, I think after.
No, I take prasad now. It is almost here.
You guys have the meeting and we'll
see. Okay. After that.
According to his prarabdha karma, activities of prarabdha, those who are now come as a fruit to be tested in this life, these are called prarabdha karma. No? But there are so many to test. They are called aprarabdha. And the more root is vasana. Vasana means desire to do, to test. And the desire come, we are forget Krishna. That is called avidya. A jeev, this condition root. Again, doing past bad and bad, good activities, we have some impressions. And that is called prarabdha. Again, he dies. So, how he dies? His soul and having covered atma with man, buddhi, ahankar, chit, this shari gets here. It is rotten, insect comes, or any animal can eat it. This and it will come like a stone, or if it is burnt, then it will be like ashes. But that Manbuddhi Ahankar Chitta, this body, who is called Karan Shari, always discovers Jivatma. It is not changed. So, again, it comes when at the time of death, it comes, if he comes from body, through these eyes, I will be opened. Like this. If it is coming by mouth, your mouth will be. From nose, nah. If by this window, your ears will be like. If it comes by the way of stool passing or urine passing, these are the ways to come. And if it is so much pious, then it come from here. But very rare persons are there. So if it is coming from eyes, this Atma will be covered with fire, sun rays, and it will go to sun. If it comes from the mouth or nose, it will mix in air again. And it will go again towards sun, and they will cover with clouds, again water, and again coming. Like this. And do they have any sabhusan, especially of good Vaishnavas, like Narada and all others? If they have, luckily, then know again Krishna and drink the bhajan, bhakti, they will be liberated. And if not, like chant, they will move here and there. In 84 lakhs of bodies, here and there, always searching happiness, but never happiness. They will think happiness in wine, wife, woman, and one W, wealth. Three. But never. We have not married first time, or we are going to be married, but lakhs, yes, but and lakhs, married, unmarried, but testing all these things, and never we become happy. We think that in this life also, we should have a very good young lady or young person, and we will be happy, but never happy. In old age, you will see that, oh, hopeless. Only Krishna. By serving him, we can be happy. Otherwise, not by any worldly means, by testing all these things. You know the history of Jayati? I told anywhere. You have told the story of Sauvari Rishi. He married about 50 daughters of Ikshvaku, but never became married. 1,000 years, 10,000 years, not being old, always young. By his yogabhyas, at last, saw that, oh, my 10,000 years before, 10,000 now, have lost. I should give up all these things, and I should do bhajan, and he did. Went to Vrindavan and took in his assumption and Vaishnava and he gave up all these things and became happy. So, these only things tested, never be given, and you will have. You know, machali, fishes, always testing, always. You know hawks and pigs? Also goats, sea goats, always like this. You know hens? Always. Animal is not hen. So in this life, only I will have to serve Krishna. this is the way of or having happiness. You know, Sukadeva Goswami cocooned from the womb of his mother and he died at once. Hari, 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 Hari. And she said, I will never see anyone. You know Bharat Maharaj? Have you heard the story of Bharat Maharaj? In his third life, he became like a mad person. Never he learned anything. Never. His father wanted to give him initiation of Omkar, Gayatri. His father gave him this faith. He never changed it, never used it. It became like so dirty. Well, this is one thing, no use. So, all worldly common person used to know that he is mad. Sometimes naked, sometimes taking anything. Sometimes if he will give, he will take, otherwise never. Never fear, always observing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He does not like to see anyone, anything. He had no difference for women and he never liked to be married. He never married. And being so, he chanted always, he was obsessed in the past tense, always remembering. Once so many persons came, ships came and took him forcibly to give sacrifice to Kali. He was fearless. If Krishna wants me to be so, I will be. I am not this physical body, I am so. No harm if this body is going to return, new income, never to see. So, this should be like that. Don't use this life in only for testing these things. In this world, only I will realize Krishna. Only with good devotees, pure life, always chanting the pastimes of Krishna. How Krishna is so lovely, how he wants us. If you see towards Krishna, he will attract you. He will say, he is so merciful. Anyone is not merciful like him. Even Ram and Nisimha Deva or anyone, they are merciful but not like Krishna. We know that in India there are so many widow girls but they don't want to marry. There are so many boys, brahmachari, very nasty brahmachari, they don't want. That is that I have been married. You know Savita, Kavita, they will marry. And a very rich person came to her and told that I can give you so many lakhs of rupees, ornaments and so many things. My boy is young, he is very educated. I want to marry you to my son. And he is very good engineer or doctor and very rich person. She told them, don't come. I don't want to see you. She was doing a job of about 3,000 rupees per month. My husband, my beloved is so powerful, he is Krishna, he will arrange everything. Nothing to worry. Brahmachari like this, very strong Brahmachari. Always, Krishna is Parabrahma, they are always observing that Krishna. Not any other desire comes, except I will serve Krishna. Very strong. We are very lenient thing, but in other words, very strong. So if you want to serve Krishna, you have to be so strong. So thus, it has been written in Chandogya Upanishad that I told you. How a jeep comes in this gross body